So what you want to do, Rodney King? Reminisce? It goes a little bit something like this.
Are you the guy?
Yeah. You the guy?
Yeah, I'm the girl.
Right. I can see that.
Get in.
So when was the last time you hit the road just for fun?
Yesterday.
I'm jealous. Sometimes all I want to do is head west on 20 in a car I can't afford with a plan I don't have. Just me, my music, and the road.
I'd like that too.
Henry and Peter, they're lucky to have you.
Thank you. And your father's lucky to have you too.
Stepfather.
Tell me, Mr. Wick, is this a formal event or a social affair?
Social.
And is this for day or evening?
I need one for day and one for night.
And what style?
Italian.
How many buttons?
Two.
Trousers?
Tapered.
How about the lining?
Tactical.
Okay. We don't want any trouble. My computer was stolen, and this says that it's in there. I just want it back. There's no questions. So, can you get it?
I can get these nuts.
You can get these nuts?
All right, tough guy. You had your chance.
Oh, jeez.
What do you say we check out the merch? That's why we're here.
Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're here to bring you a special episode. The top films of 2017, first half.
So far. Yeah.
Now, we do this every year, but I've got to ask, what do you think of this year in general?
Shite.
Yeah. That's probably the correct word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's maybe 10 to 15 films at the top, and then it just falls off a cliff. Into a dumpster fire.
Oh, totally. It's been a bad year, dude.
Really bad year.
Yeah. Like last year, we had like Everybody Wants Some and Green Room and...
yeah, it's...
Tons of movies.
It hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Usually at this time, I would like pull some list out and try to make Adrian figure out what it was from last year.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Why would I ask you what your midway films from last year are? You're not going to remember that.
I do this time, though. I did a bit of studying before I came
here. Oh. Well, I'm glad I wasted your time.
Damn it. So one time I listened to like last year's and like Everybody Wants Some was number 5 for both of us. And Neon Demon, I think, was number 2 for me. And
you number were
like,
one for you me.
You were like
yeah.
shook. And yeah. like The Witch was number 1 for me.
And you didn't have Midnight Special.
That's right.
And yeah,
that was your number 2.
I was pissed.
That's right.
Yeah. I think Witch was number 3 for me.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And Green Room wasn't on my list because it was on the previous year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were some differences, and I know there's going to be a couple of differences in this one because
my shit's definitive.
Damn it. No, not because of that. I go by the theatrical release, but you know, you go by when you see it, which could also include like film festival season.
Yeah, it's good we get that out of the way.
Yeah.
We both have different list formats, and mine, yeah, as you said, is when I see it.
Yeah.
And I saw some films last year.
Yeah.
We went to different film festivals.
That's right.
So
yeah.
I've seen some stuff. You've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm guessing you get to put a film on you saw last year.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you've been waiting to put on a list.
That's right. Some of these, it feels like I saw them 2 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah. Nothing on my list that is like that.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, most of these films have been seen probably within the last 2 months.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Because the beginning of the year was awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad time.
Yeah.
Real bad. And then the beginning of summer was garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad. So, yeah, that's our little bit of stuff we talk about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Like how we're feeling at halfway mark and how we can't wait to get to festival season.
Yeah. And plus, anybody who has a problem with a mid-year list can go fuck themselves.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously. It's our show.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I'll remind everybody, we pay to see our movies.
Yeah.
We don't get to see a press screening 3 weeks in advance and then brag on Twitter about it.
Yeah.
I love the way we support films.
Yeah.
And
I've put thousands of dollars into the film world in the last, you know, more than that. I went to Film Fest. Yeah. Last year cost me like $5,000 probably for
easily.
For movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I pay for a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'm able to do a bloody list in June.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, we're going to include some movies we didn't like, the bottom of the list.
Those are allowed, too.
Yeah. And, you know, we're paying a lot of money and spending a lot of time at the movies. That's why we can do this. And this is our show. If you don't like it, you can right off.
Yeah, the door's right over there. I have a few other categories like I usually do.
Yeah.
And plus, I put the Bat Signal out.
Yeah.
A bunch of our friends gave us their top five list.
Cool.
And we'll read those out after ours.
Nice.
And they're all really good.
Oh, yeah.
So,
cool. Should we start with, I'm guessing you're off script categories, I guess you could say.
Ah, we'll do those after.
Okay.
But speaking of being off script,
yeah,
I don't have a top five. I got a top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we were doing top five for some reason, and I texted you just before I came here. I was like, oh, shit, I better do top 10 then. Okay, I got it.
You should probably assume that I've not followed the rules.
That's right.
Because I just don't.
Yeah. I think what threw me is you asking everybody for top five lists, but yeah, we've always done top 10, so I don't know where I got confused.
I don't know. I was drunk. I don't know.
But here we are. We both have top 10 lists. I have honorable mentions, too.
I just have 10.
Okay.
So do your honorable mentions.
Okay. I'll do those first. Honorable mentions. I have three in total. Two are Netflix originals, actually. First one, I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. Really adore this film. Great performances. Fun story. It's very dark, darkly funny. And Elijah Wood has one of the best lines of the year so far with a ninja star.
Yep.
That's how hard I threw it. Oh, man. It's so good. That's a really fun movie. It's on Netflix. Check
Cat
it out.
Blood Makes You Invisible.
That's right.
It's actually higher on my list.
It is. Okay. Right on, dude.
So maybe I'll talk about it then.
Okay.
I'll break tradition.
Nice.
Because it's good in call. Because your honorable mentions.
Yeah.
It's not a list yet.
So it's
I'm just going to say it's later.
Okay.
And I'll talk about it then.
Cool. I also put Keddy on my honorable mentions.
Also later on my list.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, this is a documentary about cats in Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Really good movie, man. I think it's on demand now. Is it?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I haven't seen it.
Okay. When it hits on demand, check out Keddy. It's more than just about cats, though. It's about the way people can help each other and help just creatures that they love. There's a lot of beauty in Keddy.
Also, Adrian's best audio cue of the year.
That's right.
For Keddy on our show.
Absolutely, man.
It's just cats going, meow, meow, meow.
That was amazing.
It's like 45 seconds of cats.
Yeah, that's one where I was pushing the boundaries of how comfortable you felt listening to an audio clip of a movie.
It's also like when you did the clip for Raw, and it was all in French.
French, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I was like, keep on going, man. Just keep on going.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, that's right. We make the rules here, man. And my third honorable mention is Netflix short, I guess, Rodney King. I love that performance, and it really stuck with me after I watched it. I've watched it twice now, and won't be the last time
I watch
it.
It's very tough stuff. Not on my list, but it's really good.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. It's high on both of our minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No honorable mentions here, sir.
Okay, cool.
Just my damn list.
There you go. So should we start it? Okay, just a quick recap. We start at 10. We count them down to 1. Anytime we have overlap, we just go, it's on my list, it's a bit higher, but we'll both talk about it at that time.
Yes.
So, but we broke tradition a little bit there because, like, you don't want to get into too great of detail when you're talking about honorable mentions.
Totally.
They're just like, hey, I love these movies.
It felt weak.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll start it off. Number 10, count it down to number 1. We'll recap them real quick, and we'll get into some other stuff. So, number 10, do you want to start us off?
Sure. One we just reviewed, The Beguiled.
Cool.
Sofia Coppola's latest film, set on a plantation during a war, and a soldier shows up and everything kind of goes to hell because these women have been secluded and stuff starts to happen with these women.
Yeah.
It's a rather fun watch. It's predictable, but it's a fun watch.
It is.
It's a good film, but not a great film. But this also might show how weak of a year it is when a 4-star film is number 10 on my list.
Yeah.
So yeah, number 10, Sofia Coppola's The Beguiled. A good film, but not a great film.
Cool. Yes. I agree with you. It's not on my list.
Nice.
My number 10, this might surprise some people, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I really enjoyed this movie. It felt like just the next chapter for these characters. We get a little bit more background on each one of them, and they grow closer, maybe a little bit far apart. But that's kind of how a dysfunctional family works. That really worked for me, and it has an emotional beat in the movie that just wrecks me anytime I think about it.
That's why it's a 4-star film and not a 3.5-star film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as the first one. It's not on my list. It's a good film, though.
Yeah.
It's a fun film.
Yeah.
And the ending is amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, my number 10, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Number 9 is Keddy.
Sweet.
Yeah. This film shouldn't work. It's a documentary about cats, and these cats have, like, stories behind them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really amazing watch.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we saw this together, and I don't think I've heard Adrian laugh that much.
That's right.
Ever during a screening.
Yeah.
It's cute, it's heartwarming, and it's everything I wanted it to be. And so far, I guess it's the best documentary of the year.
Nice. I agree with you.
I think it's a real special film. Seek it out if you get a chance. And yeah, my number 9, Keddy.
Cool. My number 9, I think this was on your list last year, The Girl with All the Gifts.
It was.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 11?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I adore this film. It's for anybody who may not have seen The Girl with All the Gifts. It's about, you know, zombie apocalypse, and there's these children who are being held by the military, and they're experimenting on them, trying to figure out their strengths and weaknesses, and Glenn Close plays the sort of mad scientist behind it all.
The Dr. Mengele.
That's right.
Of the movie, yeah.
Yeah. And she's great in it. And I wish I wrote her name down, but the little girl in the movie, she's really good in it. And she, like, goes toe-to-toe with Glenn Close. It's a breath of fresh air in a genre that normally turns me off. I hate zombies most of the time.
Yeah, because the hook isn't your regular hook.
Yeah.
And that's what got me.
Yeah.
I love this film, too.
Yeah.
It was a major film at the Vancouver International Film Festival last year. It was a special presentation.
Nice.
And I'm like, why the hell is a zombie film a special presentation at a world-class film festival?
And it's like a young adult novelization.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then all my friends and I saw it, and we were all like, 5 stars.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's great.
And it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You have no excuse.
Yeah. Check it out. I really love this film. Enjoy the performances. And yeah, it's very, very watchable. So Girl with All the Gifts, that's my number 9.
All right, so we are number 8.
Number 8.
A movie you haven't seen.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Intrigue. Intrigue.
Despicable Me 3.
Yeah, that's it. No, actually, it's Pat Healy's director debut, Take Me.
Sweet.
Which is kind of a cat and mouse game about a guy who professionally kidnaps people and throws them in his basement and tries to re-educate them by various means, except for the person he kidnaps wants nothing to do with that.
Nice.
It's really twisted. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Pat Healy.
Nice.
Who I've actually met in real life. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy his movies kick ass.
Right on.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I hope you get to see it soon.
Cool, yeah. I definitely need to.
It's on VOD and coming to Netflix. It's actually a Netflix film,
mm-hmm.
and they put it out theatrically in VOD first.
That's right.
Which is like a weird thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually day and date.
Yeah.
But it's coming soon to Netflix.
Nice.
I think you're all going to love it.
Nice.
I think it's a really underrated film. Probably the underrated film of the year.
Wow.
That nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So, number 8.
Yeah. I should check that out. He's like a film scholar. I don't know if you've heard him on other podcasts
before. I have.
Yeah. He really knows his stuff. And I think that's awesome. He's very knowledgeable guy, and you could talk to him about any movie. He probably has seen it, and
he has an
insight on it.
He has a top 10 list on Criterion's website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a super smart dude, and yeah, I hope people like it. I'm also really hoping that that's why I do this podcast. If I see a movie that I think is really awesome, I want to stand on top of a mountain and just start shouting, "Go and see Take Me."
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Right on.
Yeah. Get on that, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm out of excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My number 8 is Wonder Woman. Not on your list?
Not on my list.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I have no problem saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great movie.
Yeah. I think that I have it here because I think I'm pretty close to the way you feel about it. Like it does have some shortcomings.
Yeah, the third act.
Yeah. and the villain, not the best. That's kind of a common theme with superhero movies, though. I really love what this movie represents and the excitement it gives females, both young and old. You know, that I've had conversations with friends who are my age or my niece, and they all have this really cool enthusiasm. And you talked about your younger cousin.
Yeah, right? My little cousin's still talking about that film.
Nice.
It's, as I said before, it's her freaking Star Wars, man.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And if I could put this in number one just for that, I would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? It's, and like you said in a previous comment, it just kind of shows that this year hasn't been the best year in films. Because this, I'd probably rate it about 4, 4.5 stars, somewhere in there. It's still really enjoyable. I think I saw it 2 or 3 times theatrically, and definitely plan on getting the 4K UHD when it comes out.
4K.
brand. I love what it represents. I love the character. It's females kicking ass in front of the lens and behind the lens. I love that. So
yeah, more of that, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my number 8, Wonder Woman.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a good film. And I'm sticking to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I'm telling the truth on this show, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Number 7, higher on your list, I'm sure. Baby Driver.
Yes, higher on my list.
Yeah, the new Edgar Wright film. We just reviewed this last show. It's a really great film. This is the first of the 4.5 star films for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the film that made me want to do this podcast again. And just for that, it deserves to be on here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, It's just a really fun ride, and it's the little small indie film that could.
Mm-hmm.
So could you please go and see it and make it a $100 million domestic film?
Yeah.
Just because, you know what? We've shit on Edgar Wright before, but let's support this one.
Oh, yeah.
We deserve to make this one good.
Yeah, I agree, man. I'll chime in now because it's a little bit later on my list, but I'm right there with you. I love this film. I enjoy the experience. Like, as I was watching it and as I left the theater, I kept thinking to myself, this is why I go to the movies, like, to be this excited. And there were moments in the movie, and as I was leaving the theater to go to my car, like, there were moments where I was like feeling really emotional and like let out a couple tears because I needed some kind of release, because I was just like, that was awesome. I witnessed something really special, and we definitely need more stuff like this.
I would have loved to have been at that South by Southwest screening where it blew the roof off.
Yeah.
Everybody was there from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been killer.
Yeah.
And it's weird. We always use the term festival goggles.
Yeah.
And how these films tend to kill.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, it's a festival. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this one. This one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with this one.
Yeah, it's the goods, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, number 7, Baby Driver.
Yeah, nice.
Did you go out to your car and listen to the song Baby by Justin Bieber afterwards?
I did. Baby, 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 oh.
I'd never do that again.
I put that on repeat, dude.
Oh, no.
That's my killer song.
My go-to karaoke.
That's right. I really do like that movie, though. Or that song.
Really?
Yeah, there's a remix. That's really cool. What
the hell is wrong with you?
I'll play it for you later.
No, probably not. I'm good.
All right. I'll stop now because I'm going to say something I regret. Anyway, my number seven, this will disappoint you that it's at number seven. But there's, from here on out, for me, this, we're in like 4.5, 5-star territory. I had a really tough time putting these in order. Number seven for me is Logan, which I know will be higher on your list.
That is an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of it too, I think all of these other movies I've seen 2 or 3 times. Logan I only saw once theatrically.
Should have been enough.
It should have been enough. It was tough though, man. Like, it's not, because it's the last time we're seeing Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart play these characters, right? They were very public about that going into the movie. And
for the movie to hit that high, mm-hmm. even though we knew that,
yeah,
I think it's what sticks it apart from other things this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's cool. I should have laughed at you for that one. But
Well, no, this is the one movie, though, I think could climb higher, though.
Yeah, you have to get the Blu-ray just for the Chrome edition.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Black and Chrome, whatever the hell they call it. Yeah. No, Logan Noir.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's higher on my list. Yeah. It's the movie I've wanted to see since I was a kid.
Nice.
It's the first movie that didn't pander to teenagers. Mm-hmm. This is an adult film.
It is.
Which is what Logan's always been.
Oh, yeah.
He's never been sanitized. Wolverine was always the harshest. And this is the film, man. This is everything I've ever wanted from an X-Men film. And I love X-Men films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing film.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if this wasn't in my top 10 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of big films coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best superhero film I've ever seen.
Nice. Right on,
Drop
dude.
The mic.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I really love this movie. I'm not sure why it's number seven. Maybe it'll climb higher. I don't know.
There's probably some cool films that's still on your list, man.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, my number seven is Logan.
My number six, It Comes at Night.
Nice.
We just reviewed it a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, it's my number six as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A little bit of sameness there. I like that. Trey Edward Schultz, who made a film called Krishna that everybody kind of liked a couple years ago, which I really liked. I don't think Adrian's seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
This is just a movie about paranoia and what people do in situations when they really have no choice but to make stupid decisions they really don't want to make.
Yeah.
And held together by some amazing photography and awesome set design.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brilliant film that pisses 98% of the world off.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm in the 2%.
That's right.
And my shit's definitive. That's so right. So is Adrian's, because he's at number six.
That's right.
But this is probably the best. No, I'm not going to say that. Someone higher on my list is better.
Okay.
It's one of the best horror films of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. What I love about it is it's all psychological. It's something you build inside yourself as you watch it. And I felt extremely paranoid. I felt extremely nervous. I didn't know where it was going. Some people knew where it was going. I didn't. But it's an experience that has seeped under my skin and has stayed there ever since. I still think about this movie.
So do I.
Yeah, to think about the dream sequences and what's reality. Like, I think there's some blurred lines there. And
blurred lines.
Oh, no.
I set that up. It.
Oh, jeez.
What, I'm not allowed to sing?
Yeah, there
we
go.
What the hell?
Oh, man. That's a good song, too, man.
Except for he lost every penny of it when he lost that lawsuit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really, like, these performances, too. Like, Joel Edgerton, Riley Keough, forgot the other names.
Christopher Abbott.
Abbott, yeah.
Carmen Ejogo.
Yeah, Carmen Ejogo. She's awesome in this.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's already gone from the theater.
That's sad, man.
Yeah.
This movie deserves better.
Here's a primer for everybody who just wants to go and see a good movie. If it has the A24 logo before it, just go and see it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, don't build whatever movie you think you're going to see in your head, because they're not going to give you what you think you're going to see.
Yeah, because if you watch the A24 trailer of Under the Skin,
yeah,
not the film you thought it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, and neither is this.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you guys come in with like a little bit of imagination and just let the film go over you like it's a freaking cloud?
Yeah. And enjoy it. This is one of those movies where the audience has to be an active participant to get something out of it. You don't, he's Edward Schultz. He's not going to tell you how to feel. He's not going to tell you how to react. He's going to put some stuff in front of you, and either you're going to have a reaction or you're just going to go, oh my God, why is there no ghost in this? Or why isn't there like a werewolf or something? And
yeah.
Screw those people.
Can't win them all, man.
Yeah. So my number six as well, It Comes at Night.
I guess I get to do number five now. Yeah. All right. That's weird. the combined number thing.
Yeah.
Threw me off, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Number five, thank you, Netflix. I don't feel at home in this world anymore.
Nice.
That was low on your list.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was my number one film of the year for like 2 months.
Sweet.
Starts off very calm and nice and plain, and everything's kind of written to be very Pleasantville-like.
Yeah.
But then the film starts to get really kind of weird and angry, and people start doing stuff, and it all of a sudden becomes a really tight, well-made first feature from the great Macon Blair,
yeah,
who we've been loving as an actor, but man, he's killing it here as a director. He's a great writer too. Melanie Lynskey, Frodo.
Yeah. Elijah Wood.
So good.
Yeah.
Little cameos throughout the film.
Yeah.
You can't beat this one. It's on Netflix, friends.
Yeah.
Have you not seen this? Like, what the hell? Where's your excuse?
Yeah.
It's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah. Definitely need to watch this movie. It's a blast.
It's so good.
and these thoughts that she has, like being fed up with the world. I think we've all built that fantasy in our heads of just telling strangers to fuck off, you know. And I do that when I can.
Yeah, it's a lovely film.
It is.
Yeah, I look forward to what Macon does from now on.
Yeah.
I was there to begin with, but thanks for making something really great, because it's really damn good.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great actor, too. Like,
he is.
Jesus, Green Room?
Yeah.
He was one of the heart and the soul of that film.
Yeah. Blue Ruin?
Yeah, Blue Ruin.
Yeah.
He was even good in Gold.
Yeah. He's in the new Soderbergh film, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
I can't. Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah. Number five. You have no excuse, friends. Watch this film. I don't feel at home in this world anymore.
Cool.
One, yeah.
Right on, dude.
Netflix is just killing it.
Hell yeah.
More to come. Yeah.
Right on, dude. My number five, we talked about this already, Baby Driver, which saved my life.
Weird, man. I thought that'd be higher.
Yeah.
Honestly?
I
was thinking like two.
Yeah. It was up there, but I rearranged some stuff, and this is, again, one that could climb higher with repeated viewings. I don't know where stuff will end up at the end of the year, but this is one hell of an experience that I
adore. Film is subjective.
Yeah.
Switch your list around.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, my number five, Baby Driver.
Cool. This is probably on your list, so I think it might even be higher. I don't know. I'm confused. Number four, Your Name.
Yeah, higher on my list.
Higher on your list. Yeah. I remember when I told you this, we need to review this film. Like, it's the biggest film in the world. And it literally is.
Oh, yeah.
It just in Asia alone, it's made $350 million.
Wow.
And it opened here and did pretty decent business.
Yeah.
Even though it only played here twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's still playing. I might still be playing in Vancouver, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's this weird little science fiction love story about people swapping bodies and how they yearn to meet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say much more because it's really complicated and it's just a spoiler if I talk more.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if you don't find a better animated film, a more tear-jerking film that just works on pretty much every level.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out on Blu-ray pretty quick in Japan.
Nice.
And then 2 months after that in North America.
Cool.
Look out for it if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably should have. It's a huge film.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called Your Name. Man, I love this movie, dude. Cool thing about seeing this on the big screen for the second time, because it played twice here, right?
Yeah, we watched the screener.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it was unavailable.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks to the person who hooked me up with the screener, by the way. That's right. I'm not going to say your name, but thank you.
Your name.
Yes, yeah. I know. Purposely said that.
Yeah. But it was so cool because the people who were there, you could tell they were just like hardcore fans, and they were just, everybody had a good time. And it was a lot of young people too, which I thought was really exciting. And I thought it was fun just exploring the different ways we see our bodies, you know, male, female, you know, a female goes into a male body and a male goes into a female body. And they had a lot of fun with that without getting too weird. And I like that. And the crazy thing is, this movie is so massive in Japan. I read an interview where the filmmaker is urging people in Japan not to see his movie anymore.
Makoto Shinkai?
Yeah. He doesn't want it to get any bigger. He thinks it has flaws. He's like, I think it's a heavily flawed movie and probably wasn't ready to be released in theaters.
Supposedly the Blu-ray is the quote-unquote final cut.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's wild. Yeah. I love it the way it is, but yeah, I'll me definitely too. See whatever
I hope,
it
I hope they out. Have both cuts of the film.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, I kind of want to do another Shinkai film for Movie Club.
Nice.
But I don't have a copy of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one, but there might be more Makoto Shinkai films coming from Movie Club.
Right on.
But yeah, Your Name, number four for me.
Right on. My number four, I'm guessing, is higher on your list. You haven't talked about it yet. Raw.
Higher on my list.
Yeah. It's a French, what do you call it?
Cannibal.
Thriller. Horror. Body horror.
Teenage.
Coming of age.
Yeah. All these things that should not make sense.
Sex comedy.
Yeah, but that really do.
It's like this massive blend of genres that shouldn't work, but they do.
But what it really comes down to is it's next generation horror, man.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Some people might be offended by the violence, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And I love the story.
Oh, yeah.
About a young girl who goes to veterinary school. She's a vegetarian. And she, during a hazing ritual, has to eat meat for the first time. And that really screws everything up, people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really screws stuff up.
Changes the way she looks at people.
Yeah, it's insane. Probably the best female performance of the year. I forget her name.
Yeah.
It's a next level film.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't know anybody who dislikes this film.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who don't like horror films like this film. They're like, yeah. That film was really gross, but man, was it good.
Oh, yeah.
And man, is it good.
It is awesome. All the way through, man. And like one of the best endings of the year.
Oh, yeah. They stick just, that landing, yeah, man.
Just high fives all around.
But I
love this movie.
As I said, the violence is a little strong. It has a bit of a reputation at film festivals. People passed out, had to be taken away in ambulances.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, that's right.
Embrace the next generation horror film.
Yeah.
I look forward to whatever film she makes next because, yeah, holy crap, this is amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Higher on my list.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. What I really love about this movie is it, much like The Beguiled, it feels like I'm an insider on what it's like to be a female and what it's like to deal with those social interactions and what it's like to go through puberty and explore your sexuality and all these things that I've never really thought about as a man. And it's cool to get that perspective.
And the cravings. I'm not going to go into any more detail about that, but
yeah,
it's a holy shit film, man.
Totally.
It's higher on my list.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number four.
This was the film that really pissed me off that I didn't see last year.
Yeah.
Adrian saw this at Fantastic Fest last year, and I was furious.
Yeah, man, I lost my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furious.
Yeah, man.
I don't like not seeing films. I don't like waiting to see next generation horror films, man.
Yeah.
Give me that shit now.
Yeah.
And yeah, finally got to see it. Well worth the wait.
Hell yeah.
When a film has that huge of an expectation in my mind and it actually hits, that is a true sign of greatness.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, higher on my list. Yeah. Watch out.
Right on, dude. So yeah, keep an eye out for it. It's available on demand now, so Raw.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, friends.
Yeah.
Rent it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Show it to your entire family.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make a night of it.
Yeah.
Lose some friends in the process. Right on. All right, you're on to number three.
My number three is the second Netflix film on my top 10 list, Okja.
Nice. That's,
we just reviewed it.
Yeah, my number three as well.
Awesome.
Yay, cool. Two.
Yeah, it's kind of unclassifiable at times, but
it is.
I think that's what I really like about it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But I'm along with it all the time, all the way. Everything works in this film for me.
Yeah.
It's a borderline 4.5 out of 5. Like, I wanted to rate this 5.
Yeah.
Maybe on like the 5th or 6th viewing, I'll get it up to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works on every level. We just talked about it. So listen to the last show if you want to hear us talk about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Where we just wax about how great it is.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's the 3rd best film of the year so far.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays in my top 10. I think it's that good.
Yeah, man.
And you have no excuse if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. And one thing we didn't really talk about too much about Okja was Okja herself.
Yeah, the pig. That's true.
The pig is freaking cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard for me to buy into a movie like that, a character like that, because we talk about, you know, people with their, you know, their Steven Spielberg Amblin film kind of thing, right? And this one you mentioned before does kind of borrow the 3rd act of E.T.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that, though.
Dude, like, I'm super cool with that.
Yeah. And Okja is just such a cool freaking character that I want Okja, like, Okja action figures and like, little, what are those called? Like, stuffies or whatever, you know? Something I can sleep with at night and hold on to.
Funko toy of yeah. Okja.
Yeah. I want a big, massive Okja in my bedroom so I can hang out and just, like, use Okja for a pillow or something.
So, do you know what else I really didn't talk about when we reviewed it? Here's some more bonus content for y'all.
Sure.
That film is so punk rock.
It is.
It's so punk.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, he, at times during that film, he's just like, turn it up to 12.
Oh, yeah.
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 I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Adventurous filmmaking.
Yeah.
We have to support that.
Yeah. They take big risks in this one. The characters, they're crazy.
You know?
Gyllenhaal and Swinton, they're basically cartoon characters, but they're awesome as a result.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, number three for me. Nice. Okja.
Nice. So you're on number two.
Do you know what my number two is?
Why am I blanking out here? No, I don't.
Raw.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also a very punk rock film. We just talked about it. Yeah, it's Next Generation Horror. Best horror film of the year.
Yeah.
By far.
It is. Really
yeah,
is.
it's a beautiful film. Don't let the violence scare you away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Even though everybody seems to think it is.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah, I think people blow those things out of proportion.
Stay for the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, number two, we just talked about it, so Raw.
Nice. Okay, my number two, we've talked about this already, it's Your Name.
Nice.
I adore this film, adore the characters, can't wait to own it on Blu-ray, and it's something that I think is timeless. I think this one, yeah, this one will stand the test of time. It'll be beautiful no matter what year you watch it. That's what I love about it. It's kind of Shakespearean in that way. Like, you could apply this to any timeline, I think, and it'll be beautiful.
Yeah. I've only seen it once.
Okay.
So I can't wait to see it again. Obviously I'm thinking, you know what my number one is.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best superhero film of all time.
Nice.
Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything about this film. Not gonna lie, I'd be shocked if this wasn't my number one film of the year.
Really?
Period.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's everything I've ever wanted in a superhero movie. I've already said this. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it. Like, even Boyd Holbrook rules in this film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, like, for sure.
I'm just, everything works. Like,
the little girl.
Bravo. Like, it's an amazing film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing better this year.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. And they really stick the landing, as we say. This one is just, it's
geek tears everywhere, dude.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's a doozy.
It is.
But man. Man.
Yeah.
Lovely. Best tentpole film of the year.
Right on.
And it came out in March.
Yeah. That's hard to believe. That feels like forever ago.
Something really awesome about Logan making more money in its opening weekend than Transformers 5 did.
Oh, nice. I didn't notice that. Yep. That's awesome.
So good.
Right on. I was actually going to go buy Logan this weekend. And I got sidetracked. I was like, oh, shit. I really wanted to watch it before we recorded this. But you never know. Things could change between...
That's why the full year list is there.
That's right. That's right. We're basically doing a temperature check at the halfway mark with this show.
Cool.
Yeah. So my number one was on your list last year. You probably know what I'm talking about here. And now...
I have no idea.
No idea? Okay. I'll end the suspense. It's Personal Shopper.
Oh,
my number
shit.
One. Yeah. It's so obvious, dude.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I saw this film last September.
That's right.
And was talking about it all year.
Yeah.
And the Victoria Film Festival, which usually doesn't program a lot of good stuff, but they usually get one or two, like, choice flicks.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple years ago, they got...
Enemy.
They got the Joshua Oppenheimer documentary. And they got Enemy, and then they got this. And I'm like, dude, this film's going to fucking kick your ass.
And it did.
Yes.
It is so fucking good, dude. Like, I love the way they deal with the grieving process and also just the mystery they build behind that. If you're unaware of Personal Shopper...
It's a ghost story.
It's a ghost story. Kristen Stewart, right? I always miss Kristen Stewart loses her twin brother, but they're both
mediums.
Yeah. So they communicate with the other side, and they both made an agreement that when one passes before the other, that person will send a message from the other side. And they didn't, you know, of course, they didn't talk specifics. So she spends the whole movie just kind of waiting for her brother to send her a message. There's things that go on in this movie where you're like, is that her brother? It is her brother. And you kind of teeter-totter.
And then 30 seconds later, you're like, no, it's not. Oh, damn it.
And then you're like, oh, wait, maybe it is.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that ride, and I really enjoyed thinking about what I believe this movie's all about, because there's no clear answer. There's no... we've heard how many different interpretations of this film? Like six?
Yeah, five 10? Or six. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's right.
Yeah. There's no wrong answer here.
No.
Yeah. It's totally up for interpretation. Like, Asias doesn't hold your hand and say, hey, look at this part. This is what's happening here. There's some stuff that's deliberately vague. And I love that. It's, you have to put in a lot of work when you're watching it. And that basically just amounts to paying attention during the movie.
I know. The best movies that come out are ones that make you actually think. I would watch this probably over, other than Logan and Raw, this would probably be my number three if it came out this year. Okay. I watched this over anything this year.
Yeah.
Personal Shopper is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like my number four last year, and nobody had seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy you enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
Hell, I'm super happy Will Lindis liked it.
Yeah, man.
If there's another guy who loves Personal Shopper, it's Will Lindis.
Yeah, man.
Who sent me this amazing, like, Twitter message about what he thought of the film, and it was like, holy shit, man, you're a great writer. It's the goods.
It is.
But yeah, just pay attention, make your own thought process, and that's cool. That's what the movie is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number one at the halfway mark of 2017. Personal Shopper. And I'll be shocked if it's not
top five.
Still in the top five at the end of the year.
That's the one film this year that I was just like, that's Adrian's got to dig that one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And yeah, that and Your Name. Because I kind of talked you into Your Name. I was like, dude, we got to redo this one.
That's right.
You're like, what's this film?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
It sounds dumb.
But yeah, good list.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be interesting to see what sticks.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, a lot of these films usually don't.
That's right. That's how it goes. Because, like, everything comes out from September to December in terms of top movies.
I think my number one of mid-year was like number like 8 or 9 of my top 10 last year.
Okay.
The Neon Demon.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. It's always interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some worst?
Yeah, let's do that.
I bet you all these are the same. Except for I have one. I have three, but you haven't seen one of them.
Okay.
So they'll be that.
Yeah. So, yeah, like we mentioned, you know, we've seen some great movies. We've seen some bad movies. So we're going to talk about the three movies we hated this year. I'll start us off.
Do you have them ranked?
I don't.
Okay. I have them ranked.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll do rankings.
Okay.
Number three, worst movie, Transformers 5. Such a bad movie. Just hated this movie. We talked about it in the last episode. It's really bad. It's really stupid.
Not on my list.
Really long. Okay.
That's how bad this year has been. Transformers 5 is not on my list.
Not on your list. Okay. My number two worst movie is Goon 2. Probably the worst sequel I've ever seen in my life. I don't think that's hyperbole. It's just such a far abandonment.
I think it's the movie that destroyed you the most this year.
It did.
There's no higher Goon fan than Adrian Charlie.
Yeah, I love the first one. And, you know, Jay Baruchel took the reins on this one. I was like, okay, well, yeah, he's written some good stuff in the past. Most of the cast was back. But no, they turned this one into a circus, and it's just stupid as a result, and I hated it so much.
I pretty much hated every frame of this film.
Yeah, it's terrible. So that's my number two worst film of the year, and the by far the worst movie I've seen this year with an average... The average shot in this movie lasts about half a second, and that's Resident Evil, the final chapter. A long take on that movie is like 2 or 3 seconds. Holy shit, this movie sucks.
We park our boat in the same garage, my friend.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. This sounds a little like mine.
Okay. There was a quote, Will Goss. He posted something really funny on Twitter. When this one came out, he said, Resident Evil, the final chapter, where the average cut equal is about as long as fuck you. Yeah, that's about it.
Yep. So my list, number three, Resident Evil, the final chapter. I remember when we saw that film. It was in January.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other dead in the eye and said, there will be no worse film than that this year.
That's right.
Unfortunately, there's been two more.
Yeah.
And that's a really bad film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the worst sequels of all time. Thank God that's getting shot in the face because it was done 5 films ago.
Yeah.
Terrible. Number two, The Book of Henry.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see this one. Oh,
the most misguided piece of crap film I've seen in a very long time. It just has no idea what it's trying to do. It's like every step is backwards. They fuck it up that bad.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's almost worth seeing just to cringe at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's awful.
I saw the trailer and I was like, I kind of want to watch that eventually. Like if it hits Netflix, if I'm really drunk and I have nothing else to do.
It should almost be on Shudder.
Nice.
Yeah. And number one, a no-brainer, Goon 2,
nice.
The Last of the Enforcers, easily the worst film of the year, will be the worst film of the year, one of the worst films I've ever seen, and I'm not really that big of a Goon fan, so this didn't break my heart that bad, but 30 seconds in, I was like, oh, I'm in trouble, and it only got worse.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah,
the worst film of the year.
Yeah,
probably... It's not Human Centipede 3 bad, which is the worst film ever made.
Yeah.
This might be number 3.
It's terrible. It's
fucking terrible.
So terrible.
I'll get my stupid little things out of the way.
Okay.
Then we'll read some top fives from friends.
Cool.
All right. So best CD of the year / Apple Music.
Yeah.
Royal Blood. How Did We Get So Dark? Not as good as their first album, the self-titled album, which is an absolute goddamn masterpiece. They're a freaking two-piece.
Nice.
A drummer and a bassist.
Nice.
And they sound like Black Sabbath.
Right on, dude.
They're so good. Nice. If you haven't heard Royal Blood, grab their first disc and freaking enjoy it.
Nice.
They're amazing. Right on. They're opening for Queens of the Stone Age on their new tour.
Oh, wicked.
And if they come to Vancouver, we're going.
Hell yeah.
By the way, what do you think of the new Queens song?
I love it.
It's kind of a rocking little song, eh?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kind of like it. Best game of the year, not Zelda.
Okay.
Because I've only played 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Nice.
One of the best games I've ever played.
Wicked.
I platinumed it.
Nice.
I've never platinumed a game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like 90 hours in.
Wow.
And I wish I could keep on playing it. DLC later in the year. That's Can't cool. wait. Best TV show? Not Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Legion.
Oh, nice.
Legion. Yeah. It's an X-Men show. An X-Men show.
That's cool.
And it's the most wacky, holy shit show on television.
Nice.
It's twisted.
Nice.
I have no idea how it's actually on television.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And how it didn't get canceled.
Yeah.
Except for everybody loves it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Dan Stevens for everything.
Yeah, man.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect on that show.
Cool.
I love it. Any thoughts on those categories?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to, like, albums.
There's been two big albums for me this year. Mm-hmm. The Royal Blood one and mm-hmm. the Kendrick Lamar album.
Okay.
Damn.
I haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
I listened to the new Jay-Z album.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, give me nice. Blueprint era Jay-Z yeah. over yeah. this era.
Oh, yeah.
He was so hungry back then.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't sound hungry anymore to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's yeah. not great either.
Yeah.
TV show?
Master of None for me.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Season 2, just... Dude, it's... I wanted to put it on my top 10 movies list.
I did too. Master of None and Legion are like 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
Legion's just feels so next level.
Yeah. Cool. But
yeah. Master of None.
Yeah.
How could you be better than the first season?
Yeah. He makes it cinematic this time. Like yeah. the first episode in Italy, that feels like a Richard Linklater film.
Yeah.
And like shot beautifully and just breathtaking photography and... it's so much fun, and I love the journey his character goes through, and I love Master of None.
I love that we've actually had the conversation about if we could actually put that on our list.
That's right, we did.
I know, because it's that good. Yeah, yeah, watch it, people.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
It is.
It's a wonderful show.
It's awesome. Watch it in 4K if you can.
Yeah. Dick.
Come to my house if you have to.
Okay, so yeah, as I talked about before, I put the bat signal out and a bunch of friends sent me their top five list.
Cool.
Thank you to everybody who did. You're all amazing.
Right on.
But you already knew that.
Yeah.
Because I tell you this all the time.
That's right.
A couple other people didn't respond to me in time, so I apologize. I told you by Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's Monday.
That's right.
But whatever. It's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of overlap on these lists
okay. yeah.
with ours, so it pretty much shows the big films of the year as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Zach Mosley.
Hey.
You know Zach.
Zach's awesome.
Zach's a rad dude. No Order, Logan, Get Out, It Comes at Night, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and Always Shine. You haven't seen that film.
I
saw it last
it.
Year.
Yeah.
It's a good little film. It's got Mackenzie Davis in it.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a mind bender.
Okay.
It's a good film.
Nice.
Really good film. That's a sweet choice.
Yeah.
I like seeing stuff that people haven't seen on people's lists.
That's cool.
And I complimented Zach on that one. That's yeah. really cool.
That one is on Shudder.
Is it?
Yeah.
Check it out. You'll yeah. dig it.
Cool.
Podcast brother Will Lindis.
Yeah.
I think these are in order.
Okay.
So I'll start at the bottom. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. It comes at night. The Beguiled, Logan, Raw, Baby Driver, and his number one, Personal Shopper.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Fellow movie bear, Jim Pugliafico, Baby Driver, Your Name, The Big Sick, The Hero, and 20th Century Women.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Right on.
Marina Antunes, Vancouver friend, the best. Logan at number one, Wonder Woman at two, The Beguiled at three, Raw at four. And Before I Fall at five.
Okay. Right on.
Another awesome friend that Adrian just finally got to meet, Melissa yeah. McDowell.
Cool.
I Am Not Your Negro, Maudie, Raw, Baby Driver, and Logan.
Sweet.
Everybody have Logan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty much. maybe a few don't, but yeah. Pretty much everybody does. Did you meet David House at the 24-hour movie marathon?
I didn't.
No. Okay. His number one is Call of the Forest, The Forgotten Wisdom of Trees, a documentary I haven't seen.
Cool.
He says it's really great.
Nice.
So I got to check that down. Track that down. Number two, Paint It Black. Amber Tamberlin, you know who she is?
No.
Actress.
Okay.
That's her directorial debut.
Okay.
I want to see it. Haven't seen it yet. He's like watching films at the Cinematheque in Van City.
Yeah.
He's seen all these weird ones.
Ah.
And he's a VIF programmer.
Oh, nice.
So he's seen all the cool stuff.
All right on.
So take some notes. Yeah. Number three, Mad World, a Hong Kong film about mental illness and how it's like a weird taboo subject in their culture.
Oh, wow.
Sounds pretty cool. Vampire flick called The Transfiguration, which I really want to see.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
And number five, kind of a tie, 20th Century Women and The Lure.
Nice.
And that's it.
Cool. That's awesome. Thanks, everybody, for giving us your lists. I think that's awesome.
Seriously, you guys, you have no idea how much that makes me happy. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's nice to hear other people's perspectives and also get some movies on our radar that maybe we haven't seen yet.
Totally.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, we get to see The Big Sick next week, so yeah. That's cool. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's picking up.
It is.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the last two, well, I guess before last episode, the two or three episodes before that, we were kind of like, fuck movies, man.
I didn't want to record.
There were weekends when I would tell you, I'm not going to see anything. You'd be like, well, go see this. Like, okay, I'll see that fucking movie.
Yeah, I know. It's been tough.
It has.
But there's some gems.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody took notes.
Yeah.
Watch some films, people.
Yeah.
Get back to us. See what say what you think about these films.
Yeah.
There's some really good stuff here.
Oh yeah. And if anybody listening wants to share your top five, top 10 list, your worst movies list, anything like that, hit us up. We'll gladly read them on the show because that's always fun.
We can read them next episode.
Yeah.
There are no rules.
Yeah.
We do whatever the hell we want.
We make the rules around here.
Yeah, we run this shit.
That's right. And even if it's, you know, if you're not up to date, you know, if it's a month down the road, if you're listening to this in September, send them our way. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Cool, so I guess that wraps it up.
Yeah, I'm really sick, so
yeah. Bill, you're a trooper, man.
I legit have no idea how I just recorded two shows. I'm fucking feeling terrible.
Before we started this one, I was like, are you okay? Like, should we record another time? You're like, let's just do it. So thanks for that, man.
No worries.
Yeah, and I guess we should tell people where they can find us online. You're on Twitter.
I am, at SoundJam69. Say hi.
And the show has a Twitter account. We're at @green_screen. We're also on Facebook. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death and hit like. And I'm on Twitter. I'm @Adrian_Charlie. You can find us on other podcast platforms such as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, anywhere where you can find a podcast. Hit like and leave some feedback. Give us a rating. That'll help us find a wider audience. That's all we ask from you. That'd be pretty cool. And
I guess I should eventually actually rate it too, right?
Well, that's right. I've left a rating. You haven't. Will left us a rating. And one other person left us a rating, which is pretty cool. I've received messages on Facebook too.
I'm terrible.
Cool people who have been like, hey, I like this. And yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
So yeah, that wraps up another first half top movies list.
Yeah, man.
And the next half of the year will be much better.
Dude,
festival season. Yeah, that's where it's at.
I'm gonna be broke, but I'm gonna be happy.
Same here.
That's
I'm
cool.
Already freaking out about that.
You only live once, man.
That's right.
Oh, you live twice if you're James Bond.
There you go.
Bad voice.
Oh man,
I'm stuffed up. Leave Terrible. Me alone. Fuck off.
All right. On that note, if you made it this far in the show, we thank you for checking us out. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.